Members of Milwaukee inner-city congregations Allied for Hope, the African American Roundtable, and other groups rallied outside Senator Johnson's Milwaukee office. Then they delivered to Johnson's staff about 150 cards signed by local blacks, cards that state support for an immigration bill that includes a roadmap to citizenship for the undocumented, protects workers, and keeps families together. Organizer Anita Johnson of Citizen Action of Wisconsin says the bill would help many immigrants from Africa as well as Latin America.
There are many, many black immigrants in Milwaukee that we're not aware of. They could be living next door to us. They could be working with us. They could go to church with us. They don't talk about it. We need to speak up for the silent voice of those immigrants.
Latino groups have been the main supporters of immigration reform. Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera says other groups stepping forward makes sense. But Voces organizer Nancy Flores says one part of the immigration bill that needs to be dropped is a section that would eliminate diversity visas.
They allow X amount of visas to different parts of the world, and we think that the people that do migrate to this country, they should be diverse. There should be equal opportunity to different people in the world and not just from one place.
Voces de la Frontera planned its own rally this afternoon outside Senator Johnson's office. Johnson has said improving border security should be the first goal of any immigration legislation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.